Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
I want to give you a quick update on how the media is trying to spin Roe v. Wade being overturned by making it sound like it is total anarchy and chaos in America today, and that a bunch of women have now resorted to trying to do their own abortions with coat hangers, and that women are just randomly dying in back alleys and cheap hotel rooms all over the country today because of what happened with Roe v. Wade, which is a lie. But hey, it fills a great narrative, right? It makes people really just, you know, freak out about women's rights. Now, we've got this, you know, the celebrities that are mourning the end of Roe v. Wade, and they're raging at conservatives over this. We also know that. And then you have this sex strike that women are apparently doing, saying no sex, liberal women, which is totally fine because most conservative men aren't going to sleep with liberal women, so not an issue there. But they're like, well, we're gonna, you know, go on a sex strike. And I hope liberal women do this and show your real commitment to this issue for like a decade. Just no sex. Okay, go for it. Knock yourself out. Just go totally anti, you know, sex, and show liberal men just how serious you are about this issue. Okay, knock yourself out. Do it. I support it. I will stand behind you and cheer you on as you say no to the liberal men in your life and the sex that you were going to have with them that you won't now in your sex strike. Like we support you in this, okay? We really do. We totally, completely support you in this endeavor. It's an amazing one. Now, before I get into any more of the insanity of these people on the left, tell you real quick about Legacy Precious Metals. You know what's happening with inflation. You know what's happening with people now talking about the idea of recession. You know what's happening with supply chain issues, and you know what's been happening with your retirement account. If you are not diversified with part of your financial strategy involving precious metals, Now is the time to call the people that I use and trust, Legacy Precious Metals. You can get the free investor's guide on gold and silver, precious metal investing, and how to diversify your portfolio. We have seen that they want to raise taxes. We are seeing a skyrocketing of our national debt. And if your retirement is in only investments that are directly connected to the market, you need to take a look at Legacy Precious Metals. Call and get the free investor's guide right now from them. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or online at LegacyPMInvestments. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. All right, I want to now get back to this idea. But if you look at what Democrats are now saying, and what their headlines that are coming in the newspapers that are doing this, let me just read you a few of these. Quote, another war between the states is coming over abortion. Another headline. Doctors who perform procedure will, all caps, be targeted for prosecution, South Dakota governor declares. In other words, it's a siege on, you know, war on doctors. We always prosecute doctors if they commit crimes, right? If they give you narcotics that you aren't supposed to have and they become like professional drug dealers, we come after you. There's certain rules, right? You can't do certain procedures like assisted suicide. We'll come after you. Does that mean that you are a target or that you're being somehow persecuted? No, it just means follow the law. And if the law in South Dakota says you can't perform abortions under these circumstances and you do it, then you should be targeted. That doesn't mean, you know, that doesn't mean that you're being discriminated. Another headline. In 1970, women went to jail. Could it happen again, right? Because anything we can do to terrorize people, let's do it. CVS, Walmart imposed purchase limits on Plan B pill demand surges because of the Plan B pill, which has nothing to do with Roe v. Wade. We'll deal with that in a moment. When banned in Brazil, women turn to drug traffickers. Another headline reads this morning. Louisiana banned, been blocked. California puts constitutional rights on November ballot. Supreme justices aren't even pretending to respect each other. These are just some of the headlines. Now, there's a new Gallup poll that also is pretty interesting. It says, the world is unhappier and more stressed out than ever before. Could it be because the media? No. Could it be because the media puts out these ridiculous headlines, the ones that I just gave you? Let's just go to the NBC News headline, the first one I gave you. There's another war between the states coming over abortion. They're now equating it with a civil war. I'm not joking. Headline, before the Civil War, northern and southern states did battle over fugitive slaves. Once again, something legal in one state is illegal in a state next door. So now they're referring to this like the Civil War, which is also stupid. The Supreme Court's abortion decision is likely to send off a wave, NBC News writes this morning, of legal and political disputes among states and the federal government, unlike anything we've seen since the years before the Civil War, legal experts say, which is, by the way, a total lie. When some states allowing private lawsuits against out-of-state abortion providers and other states prohibiting corporations with abortion, prohibiting cooperation with abortion investigations, the abortion issue is likely to pit state law enforcement agencies and court systems against one another in a dramatic fashion. The federal government, meanwhile, faces a choice over how to deal with states that seek to ban Food and Drug Administration approved abortion medication, now used in about half of pregnancy terminations. And whatever the Biden administration does, federal policy could change dramatically if the Republicans take the White House. Oh, wait, is NBC News trying to use this article so that you'll be afraid to vote against Republicans if they and not make sure they don't end up in the White House? Certainly seems that way, doesn't it? Experts say it is conceivable. By the way, I used to want to be an expert. I think most people want to say that they're an expert on something. Right. Like that's something that they want to do. Like most of the time, people want to say, I'm an expert in X, Y, or Z. I'm not sure I want to be an expert anymore in anything, Because if the definition of expert is always these hardcore lefties and crazies that they give these microphones to and write these articles, I'm really not sure I want to be a, quote, expert anymore. Because I'm not sure being an expert's actually a good thing. Because if I'm going to be grouped in with these, quote, other experts, maybe I don't want to be there. Experts say it is conceivable that a person could be wanted for a felony in an anti-abortion rights state, but protected from extradition in a pro-abortion rights state. The governor of Massachusetts has already imposed rules forbidding state officers from cooperating in abortion investigations. California's governor signed a bill seeking to protect civil liabilities anyone providing, aiding, or receiving abortion care in the state. Texas law, however, lets private citizens sue out-of-state abortion providers, and Missouri is considering a similar law. Quote, what we had in the years leading up to the Civil War was a failure of what lawyers called comity. The idea that states will respect other state laws for reasons of courtesy, consideration, and mutual respect. That's what a professor of law and history at the University of Southern California Law School said this week. That starts to break down, he said, when you have these really stark differences over an issue involving a fundamental right. Well, it's not a fundamental right to have an abortion. This lawyer is now lying to you, and the Supreme Court also said that. And that's what happens in the year leading up to Civil War. So let's be clear. The NBC News wants you to believe that the Civil War is going to happen all over again in this country. Now, let's just talk about how many people died during the Civil War. Roughly 2% of the population, they believe, died because we didn't have really great records back then, right? There were so many dead bodies. Roughly 2% of the population, though, they estimate about 600 to 650,000 men lost their lives in the line of duty. Taken as a percentage of the population, the toll would have risen as high as 6 million souls today, because the country's obviously grown since then. So they're trying to tell you that because of Roe v. Wade, we're going to have a bloody civil war in this country. And within that civil war, you could have, what, 6 million Americans die? Because of the Civil War. I wish I was joking, but I'm not. Like, this is their selling point, guys. The Supreme Court has set us off towards a civil war where 6 million Americans will die in a war over abortion. I don't believe there's that many men that are willing to die for a woman's, quote, right to choose, especially when that woman's right to choose is not illegal, and there are many states that are going to make sure that you can get an abortion. I don't think there's going to be a bunch of guys that are going to take up arms and go to fight against their neighbor over a woman's right to choose. No offense, women, but you're not that important to many men, and certainly your right to have an abortion. You know what the men are going to say? They're going to say, go get your AWS in a car and drive over there and shut up or get on a plane. They're not going to go die by 6 million of them in that scenario. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. Call me cynical. I just don't think there's a bunch of dudes ready to die for over abortion fight.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
After the passage, quote-unquote, NBC News says, of the Fugitive Slave Act in 1850, federal statutes required northern states to assist southern slave owners and their bounty hunters in capturing enslaved people who had escaped the north to the states that had banned slavery. But many northern states passed laws to impede cooperation and enforcement. The parallel to abortion is that you, quote, literally are punishing people across state borders for seeking medical care that is illegal and legal in other places, is what Sarah Rosenbaum, a professor of health law and policy at George Washington University, said. It's a completely mind-blowing concept. It's really not, by the way, to this law professor. Let me explain why. I can cross a state line and my rights change drastically every day. I can go to Colorado and smoke weed 24/7, and I will not get arrested. I can cross that state line with that same weed or blunt, smoking it, and what happens? You'll get arrested. Is that mind-blowing? No. It's a state's rights issue, they say, right? And there are federal laws involved with weed, by the way. They just decide to look the other way in Colorado. And we see the weed laws changing all over the country. I'm not advocating or I'm not trying to get a conversation about weed. I want to make that clear. I'm just giving you an example. Let me give you another example. I can cross a border in another state and there are certain guns that I'm allowed to have. And then I would be a felon and I would go to jail for years, if not decades, if I cross a state line. Did a civil war happen because of that? No. Did a civil war start because of that? No. Is the world ending because of that? No. It's not. None of the things that I just mentioned are actually happening. We don't have a civil war, okay? The world's not ending, right? None of these things are actually happening. I want to make that also very clear. So when this professor tells you a civil war is going to happen over Roe v. Wade because we're treating things differently in one state compared to the next state, and they say this, they're just flat out lying to you. This happens every day on major issues, including drugs. In fact, there are different drugs that you can have in different levels in different places. That's how every state is different. Same with gun laws. And you respect the laws of the state that you're in. And to compare this to a Civil War parallel with abortion, saying, quote, you literally are pursuing people across the state borders for seeking medical care that is legal. There are different things in different states that are legal and illegal. It happens every day. Your job as a citizen is to know what the laws of the state are that you're in. Back to NBC News. Legal disputes between states are not uncommon, even over big social issues. An example is cannabis. See, they even used my example before I read it. Legal right now in some states, illegal in others, but no other recent issue of dispute among the states comes close in terms of implications and the passion on both sides of the argument as abortion. That's also a lie. I can go to jail in Washington, D.C. for carrying an AR-15 for decades. If I have a handgun and I have ammunition on me, it gets even worse. So don't tell me, okay, that there's nothing comparable. That's a lie. There is absolutely comparability here. Major, easy, simple moments where you can look and see, yes, this is extremely comparable. When I moved to Washington, D.C., I couldn't even take my guns with me because I'd be a convicted felon, lose my right to vote, and go to prison, a federal prison, for having a firearm in case someone kicked in the back door. So what did I have? I had a knife. Because that's what they would allow me to have. It's ridiculous, but that's the state I lived in. Did I break that law? No, because I didn't want to be a convicted felon. Did I think about a civil war because of that? No. Quote, it's one thing to have states fighting with each other about a tax on interstate cargo or mud flaps on trucks, said Wendy Parmet, a professor of law and public policy at Northeastern University School of Public Policy and Urban Affairs. She goes on to say it's not the kind of thing that tens of thousands of people take to the streets over. We certainly have not seen this since the Civil War, where these kinds of conflicts between the states in context of such heightened controversy and anger. Black Lives Matter was pretty angry, and there were actually massive events. And you guys didn't say we were about to have a civil war then, while they were actually burning down and taking over cities and creating fake countries. But now, because of Roe v. Wade and some women in pussycat hats get all angry on a Saturday, and by the way, did none of the things that Black Lives Matter did, good on them for doing that. There were no buildings burned down, no riots or things like that. You now want me to believe that this is going to cause a civil war. And you write an entire article telling me that the Civil War is coming. Many pro-abortion rights states moved quickly after the Supreme Court decision. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, a moderate Republican, signed an executive order Friday that prohibits any executive agency from assisting another state's investigation to a person or entity for receiving or delivering reproductive health services that are legal in Massachusetts. The order also seeks to protect Massachusetts providers who deliver abortion services from losing their professional licenses or receiving other professional disciplines stemming from out-of-state charges. And it decrees that Massachusetts will not cooperate with extradition requests from another state pursuing criminal charges against people who receive, assist with, or perform reproductive health services that are legal in Massachusetts. By the way, this is exactly why I love states' rights. None of what I just told you freaks me out. This is what states' rights are supposed to be about. Like, everybody should be pumped about this, not upset about it. The states are actually getting the rights back. And if you as a state decide that you don't want to extradite somebody to another state over a states' rights issue in your state, that's not a bad thing. And it doesn't mean that we're about to have a civil war. But this is what stupid people do. This is what stupid people say. These are the types of things that stupid people will talk about and will write about. And NBC News, we're on the verge of a civil war, which would mean that 6 million men would be willing to die over the abortion issue. There is no way there's 6 million dudes that are willing to die. Second thing, not trying to be mean, just being honest, how many liberal dudes even own a gun? Usually liberal dudes are anti-gun. So how are you going to start a civil war if you're a liberal dude with a liberal chick that's demanding an abortion? right? I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just being honest. Like, you're not exactly the most manly man out there. I have a hard time buying that a bunch of woke Beto O'Rourke Joe Biden dudes are about to take up arms when they're anti-gun in the first place and then start a civil war. I'm not concerned. You know, everybody was freaking out over the weekend that a bunch of feminists were going to, like, burn down cities. And I laughed. I said, they're not going to. And they're like, oh, you don't know that. I'm like, yeah, I do. They'll go out there with their pussycat hats, right? They'll do that. But they're not going to go out there and start a civil war. They're not going to go out there and burn down cities like Black Lives Matter. That's not their thing, right? Their thing is to whine and complain and yell and scream. But they're not burning stuff down. They're not going to loot. They're not going to set stores in their neighborhoods on fire. They're feminists, right? They scream and yell at you, but that's about it. And they'll go on a sex strike. I guess that's their definition of burning down a store. Like, we're not going to burn down a store. But you know what we are going to do? We're going to tell you you can't have sex with me for as long as I decide. Okay, sounds good. You know, like Pink is the singer is a perfect example of this. What did Pink do? You Republicans better not listen to my music again. Blank you. Okay. Like, that's exactly what I expected from the feminists. Like, don't listen to my music anymore. Okay. Got it. That's not even anywhere close to a civil war breaking out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Democrat New York governor has also signed legislation this week that shields providers and patients from civil liabilities in connection with abortion-related claims from out of state. Her office said the legislation also prohibits state courts from cooperating in civil or criminal lawsuits stemming from abortions that take place legally in New York, and prohibits law enforcement from cooperating with anti-abortion states' investigations into New York abortions. Quote, today we are taking action to protect our service providers from the retaliatory actions of anti-abortion states and ensure that New York will always be a safe harbor for those seeking reproductive health care. Again, this is states' rights. None of this says anything like anything close to, hey, we're about to have a a civil war. But if you tell people a civil war is coming, they're going to believe you, aren't they? Right? You're going to blame Republicans for this, and then maybe you won't vote for them in the midterms. I think that's the strategy here. Tell everybody the Republicans changing this law is going to make a bunch of people die, that we're going to take up arms. And again, I don't see a bunch of feminists taking up arms. They're anti-gun anyway. The majority of feminists are actually anti-gun. Okay, that's the reality. They are anti-gun. You think they're going to get trained up and start blowing people away in the South over and in states where... Now, I do believe that there are anarchists out there that will blow up, you know, adoption offices like we've seen. I think they will blow up pro-life offices and firebomb them, sure. But do I think they're going to actually go out there and do what they're saying, which is start a civil war? Come on, really? Like, you actually want me to believe that's going to happen? Yes, that's what they're selling. So why are they selling it? So you'll vote for them in the midterms. Why are they putting all this out there and acting like, you know, well, a bunch of people are going to die, but just vote for Democrats, it'll be okay. Today, we're taking action to protect our service providers from retaliatory actions, as New York put it. Again, this is a states' rights issue. If you want to do this, I don't have a problem with it. It's a states' rights issue. Experts say a huge unanswered question is what will happen with abortion drugs, which have actually not been affected by Roe v. Wade. A pro-abortion rights organization, by the way, are trying to get women on board by saying that they're going to get rid of those drugs as well. The Attorney General Merrick Garland said on Friday that states may not ban abortion drugs on the grounds that they are dangerous because the FDA has approved them. Legal experts say it's not clear the federal government can force states to allow people to receive the drugs for use in abortions from other states through the mail. Are there some complications going to happen? Yes. Do I think a civil war is going to break out because of the complications? No. And anytime you change a law, right, and the abortions laws have changed, they've gone back to the states, you're going to have some clarification period here. Happens with anything. The federal government, by the way, regulates the mail, but states regulate doctors and pharmacies. It's going to be hard to say that the federal government overrides the states completely, which is exactly what's happened in this country. Far too many times, the federal government has overstepped their bounds. And now this is a course correction on that. So if there's some pain for the federal government because they're losing power, that is always a good thing. Moreover, they write, whatever approach the Biden administration takes, NBC News writes, can be reversed if Republicans win the 2024 election. And there's your bias from NBC News. See, I told you they were going to say this. Don't vote for Republicans in the midterms, and don't vote for the Republicans in 2024 in the presidential election, because if you do, this is what's going to happen. The other wild card is how the conservative majority on the Supreme Court might rule on such issues. Quote, nobody can know what the law is, Parmet said, because we have an ascendant conservative legal movement that is pushing the boundaries. So NBC News puts out this liberal propaganda warning you that you better be careful and watch out with these Republicans, because if you don't, they may put you in jail. And if that, and that's not even what you should be worried about. What you should really be worried about, they're saying, right? The real thing you need to be worried about is that there's a civil war that's going to break out and 6 million people are going to die over abortion. Their headline, abortion rights. There's another war between the states coming over abortion. And before the Civil War, northern and southern states did battle over fugitive slaves. Once again, something legal in one state is legal in a state next door. That is, by the way, happening every single day in every state. Okay? Weed is a great example of that. Like, weed is a prime example. And no one claimed that there was going to be a civil war. By the way, Colorado is actually outside of the federal law on weed, but the federal government has decided not to act. Just throw that out there. You might want to know that. But this is the ball game. We will terrorize you into believing that the Republicans are starting a civil war. So that's why you should vote for us, because we promise you that we will never let that happen. Just a little side note, it was the Democrats, by the way, that didn't want to give up their slaves. It was the Republicans that freed the slaves. So if you want to talk about the Civil War, there's something you should talk about. It was the Democrats. It was the Democrats, not the Republicans, that fought to keep their slaves. NBC News, by the way, is not the only news organization that's getting in on this doomsday or, freak out your audience, make them think the world's going to end. Okay, just so you know. They're not the only ones. Let me give you the Hill newspaper. Doctors, headline says, who perform abortions will be targeted for prosecution. South Dakota governor says. Well, that's normally what happens if a doctor goes outside of the law, right? I mean, the same thing would happen if doctors there started assisting with suicides or prescribing painkillers as, doctor shopping, knowing that the person's an addict, right? Like, this headline could apply to anything, right? I'll read it and just apply it. Doctors who perform abortions will be targeted for prosecution. Abortion, South Dakota governor says, okay, let's change it to this. Doctors who perform assisted suicide will be targeted for prosecution. South Dakota governor says, still be a true headline, right? Because she would say that. Doctors who provide narcotics for addicts will be targeted for prosecution. The same headline would still be true. This is not crazy. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem on Sunday said doctors who perform abortions will absolutely be prosecuted in her state after a new trigger law went into effect following the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade on Friday. Noem told CBS's Face the Nation host Margaret Brennan that while South Dakota would charge doctors who violate the abortion ban, the state will not prosecute the mothers. Quote, we will continue to have those debates on how we can support these mothers and what it means to really make sure we are not prosecuting mothers, even in a situation like this, she wanted to say. Okay, so the headline's a lot scarier than the compassion you're actually hearing about right now from Kristi Noem. Isn't that interesting? Because the headline says something totally different, doesn't it? Right? The headline's like, we're going to lock up everybody. They're like, no, we're not going to prosecute the mom if they get busted. But what we will do is we will prosecute the doctor who has the medical license. Kristi Noem saying we're going to have compassion and understanding for the woman, right? We're not prosecuting mothers, even in a situation like this. It will always be focused towards a doctor who knowingly breaks the law to perform abortions in our state. With Roe overturned, states can now enforce bans or increase restrictions on abortion. That's states' rights. You're welcome. It's in our Constitution. It's amazing how much the media hates our Constitution, right? With Roe overturned, states can now enforce their bans or increase restrictions, and South Dakota has a trigger law that immediately went into effect and banned abortions in the state following the lifting of the precedent. In South Dakota, by the way, abortions are illegal, and performing the operation is now a felony unless it will save the life of the mother. There are no exceptions for rape or incest. That's the law. Noem also said she would seek to ban telemedicine appointments for abortions, looking to stop abortion care providers from shipping abortion pills to women after an online consultation. The governor also defended her state's new restrictions on abortion, arguing that every life is precious and that new technology showed how cruel the abortion procedure is for the unborn. Quote, we know so much more using technology and science than we did even 10, 15 years ago. about what these babies go through and the pain they feel in the womb, she said. We're putting resources in front of these women and walking alongside them, getting them the health care, the mental health counseling services that they need. What a great idea. But you read the headline, and what they act like is that, like, conservatives are coming after revenge. They're not. They're just saying, here is our law, and this is what we're going to do. And I think that Kristi Noem also clearly willing to show compassion. And the way that she showed that compassion is clear. We're not going to prosecute a mother who gets an illegal abortion. We will, though, go after the doctor who knowingly broke the law. Does that sound like a civil war is about to break out? Does it? No. But the media wants to scare you into voting for the left. And so that's why they keep trying to sell you this. Make sure, by the way, that you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media so other people can hear about this story about how dangerous our open border is. While the media does everything it can to try to shut you down, silence us, and make sure no one knows what's really happening. Also, hit that auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.